This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Funnily enough, with no offence to you, Paul, but about age or anything like that, but I've great respect for you watching you as I grew up as a child on the telly and what have you. So good to be here today.
Well, it was funny when Tristan contacted us, he said, Paul, you know, and then the old penny was starting to drop, and he said, you're not the bloke off the telly, are you? And I said, yeah. And he, oh, I grew up with you.
Absolutely.
So the Tristan Bird story. So you grew up and music wasn't your initial job, was it? What was your initial job?
That's right. My father, Dean Bird, is a folk musician that's still very active today in Adelaide. And so music was always sort of there on one shoulder. But then I also grew up around a lot of animals and grew up with birds specifically. I had both grandfathers that were mad bird fanatics, a couple of uncles that were bird breeders, and it was just always around me. So I think when I started having to make those tough questions at the end of school, which way are we heading?
Yes.
The question was, right, how do we make this bird thing a job if possible? And I started making inroads into that.
So when you applied for a job and you said, my name is Tristan Bird, did they think you were taking the piss?
They absolutely thought I was taking the piss. Definitely. I remember my very first kind of work experience with that industry was working at Gorge Wildlife Park up in Cuddly Creek in South Australia, and I could never forget the day Colin McKechnie just said, Tristan Bird, you've got to be kidding me.
It's kind of like a carpenter named Wood.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Or, it you know, is. Somebody like that. It's fantastic. Absolutely. So you got into that bird business and animals and all that. So you obviously enjoyed that part of it because look, you're in bird heaven up here.
It brings back, well, not just such great memories, but so much is coming to life being here. I think of birds and things that I'd see in books as a kid growing up that I'd never seen before in the flesh, and now I just walk around here and there they are walking down the road or flying over the top of my head. Amazing.
Now, you know those little birds that go around, they're like little raptors? You know,
yes.
Those little, what are they called?
They're the stone curlews, the bush thickneys that are wandering around here, and they've got the most amazing, well, it's kind of distressing cry when they call, but they're very loud. There's a lot of them around here. It's amazing to see.
They look like little raptors to me. They've just got that raptor walk about them.
They do. You know very what I mean? Prehistoric and like they're walking around on a pair of stilts.
Now, when did you lob?
What was it, sorry?
When did you lob?
Let's see. That was,
Well, how long have you been here? That's what
the tour brain's actually kicked in a little bit there. No, I would have arrived up here in Port on Monday.
Monday
after some gigs in Cairns and Atherton as well.
Okay, so you've obviously been looking around a little bit. Have you got a chance to go to the Daintree yet?
That's on today's list.
Oh, excellent.
It's on today's list. It's happening.
Mate, when you get up there, they'll be talking about bird watches. You better bring your binoculars with you.
I know.
Just absolutely, it's in bird heaven
it looks phenomenal,
I can tell you.
Yes.
So what got you then out of the birds back into music? What was the light bulb moment or the time where you went, no, I love what I'm doing with the birds, but I need to get the guitar out. I need to start doing some music.
I released my first album just on 7 years ago now. That first album was called Horse to Water. And at the time, I was the curator of birds at Melbourne Aquarium in Victoria, working with Antarctic penguins, and really in the deep end, so to speak, with all things there. Literally in the deep end. And that was a real dream job in so many ways. It was really, really great. At the same time, I think when I'd always had the music thing there sort of tickling away, and when I did release that first album and did my very first sort of national tour of Australia, I realised how much time and energy it required. So that was really the breaking point to sort of say, okay, we're happy with all the bird dreams that have been ticked, and I've got a great library of books, and I'll see them everywhere I go.
Sure. But you needed to do the music because I guess it's in your DNA with your dad.
Absolutely.
And you really had to do it. So it must be wonderful to be touring, particularly regional areas. And this is your first visit to Port Douglas?
It is. years. I hadn't been any further north than Maroochydore, so this is all very brand new to me.
Isn't that terrific? I hope everybody pops along to Paddy's tonight to hear you.
Absolutely.
You're going to love Paddy's, mate.
I can't wait.
Now, what's the deal with Paddy's? Do they give you a Guinness? Is that on the house?
They do. They're very kind. I turned up there yesterday just to say hello, and they gave me a Guinness. So I don't know what I'm in store for tonight.
Oh, that is fantastic. Now, apart from Australia, now you did some recording over in Nashville, as I understand.
Yes.
What was the deal there?
I did. So I'm two albums in now. My album Yonder Comes the Sun that came out last year. That was a bit of a hybrid record. I recorded part of that in Melbourne, and then also parts of it were recorded in Nashville and in Muscle Shoals in Alabama as well. The record was mixed at Sam Phillips' recording service in Memphis.
Sun Records?
Just around the corner. So when Sam really made his big money out of Sun and Elvis and everybody that came through there, he wanted bigger and better, so he kept Sun,
yep.
Moved around the corner into a place that's still there, about five times the size, and everybody from Cash and Elvis have been through there and recorded as well.
How did you feel about being in that hallowed place?
Oh, you cut there with a knife. Yeah, the atmosphere, really, really thick. Just amazing. And it's closed off to the public as well, so it felt very, very good to be in there, and it's really like a time capsule from 1958.
Isn't it fantastic? Now, this particular album that you've given me here,
yes.
Anywhere You Want to Go, Tristan Bird at the High County Howl,
yes.
The photos on here now... There's that's an old 55.
That's it. It's a 55 Cadillac.
Cadillac there, that photo. Yes. But that's out the front of Sun Records. You're saying that that was just actually coincidentally parked out the front when
It was. It was. It was. And the thing, the great thing about it is that car was a daily driver. Somebody drives it around town, enjoys driving it still, and it wasn't sort of just plonked there as a tourist landmark or anything. It just happened to be there, and which is, of course... what Elvis drove.
Beautiful. And of course they're in black and white, which makes it look even better. And then there's the arcade restaurant photo on the back, and that is significant, yes. As far as the King of Rock and Roll is concerned.
It certainly is. So young Elvis Aaron Presley as a child would nag his mum to take him to the arcade restaurant for milkshakes if he was good, and he spent many a time there, I'm told.
Oh, thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mama. That's fantastic. We're talking with Tristan Bird, who's a travelling music troubadour, releasing albums, loves his music, playing at Paddy's tonight. And all right, well, let's hear one of your tracks.
Great.
Now. Now, I'm going to play, I haven't used a CD for a while, so I hope it comes up okay. Yonder Comes the Sun. Tell us about that song.
Excellent. Yonder Comes the Sun was the final song that I wrote for this current album, and I really wanted something that was hopeful and uplifting, that really just sort of brought some sunshine, I guess, into people's day, a bit like the George Harrison song Here Comes the Sun, of course. So this song is a duet with a friend of mine, Scarlett Mitchell, in Melbourne, and I feel like it ticks all those boxes.
Beautiful. Scarlett Mitchell and Tristan Bird. Okay, well, congratulations on that. Can I just, as we wrap this up, ask you, who was your inspiration as far as music is concerned? You mentioned George Harrison there. Obviously, the Beatles.
Absolutely, the Beatles. Yeah, George Harrison's a big influencer, absolutely. I'd say that my music lives somewhere between George Harrison and Neil Young. I love that Americana feel as well. There's certainly country influences in what I do, but... I think, you know, all of that sort of comes from that folk storytelling, that place. So it's a bit of a cocktail of the lot.
And where are you heading? I mean, you obviously enjoy every day and doing your music, but where do you want to head to?
I would like to sort of look at building my audience overseas a little bit more as well. I've performed over in Nashville twice now, and I've just been luckily enough invited back to Nashville this September to showcase at the Americana Music Festival in Nashville for the week. So very excited about that. So that's happening next month, and really looking to sort of do some more touring, not only here in Australia, but to increase that presence overseas as well now.
I have a dear friend who's over in Nashville at the moment, and a lot of Australians seem to head to Nashville.
They do. I guess it's the allure of the history of the place, that's for sure. So much has happened there. It really is... Music City, as they call it. There's so much going on there all the time. So much music being made as well, and I think things can happen really quickly creatively over there.
Yeah. And the one thing about the Americans, when they spot talent, they know it.
They do.
They do. Well, look, thank you for coming in and hearing your music. And thank you so much for the album.
Thank you, Paul.
Unfortunately, it's incomplete.
Yes.
Because it has no signature to me.
We'll fix that.
Dear Paul, you know, thank you so much for me growing up with you and how talented you are. Stuff like that.
I'll need a couple to fill it all in.
Well, you can do it on the front and the back.
That's
as
fine.
Well. Now, have a great night tonight at Paddy's. And everybody, go to Paddy's tonight and have a listen to Tristan Bird on Paddy's. And it's so good to have you on Fab FM this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm going to play a George Harrison song.
Excellent.
Are you familiar with Blow Away?
I certainly am.
I love this. So you'd be the announcer and introduce George Harrison on Fab FM, the voice of the Douglas Shire.
This is Tristan Bird here, and we're now about to listen to a George Harrison song on Fab FM, the voice of the Shire.
Not bad. Not bad. Keep going, kid. You could make this.
I'll keep it up.
Okay.